podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100 and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the Don Neely view system, Diogis. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Red, your lunchtime catch-up on all things Liverpool FC. Jumping straight in, on the Liverpool website, theliverpoolfc.com, you can go and vote for your choice as August's Player of the Month. Make sure you get on board with that. On liverpool.com, there is an interesting piece on Trent Alexander-Arnold's progression, the evolution of his position and how he's changing the game from that role. There is a piece about Sadio Mane and Ibrahima Konate, which is well worth your while, and a piece on Taki Minamino, which is always worth giving a quick read to. Over on This Is Anfield, there is a piece regarding Sadio Mane and whether Liverpool should be concerned about his long-term form. We are now approaching a year of Sadio not looking like Sadio. So it probably is about time to get concerned. If that's not the time, I'm not sure when it would be. And a piece about whether or not Liverpool's unrealistic price tags did damage to their ability to sell during the transfer window. And I think that is actually fair. I haven't read the piece yet, but any assumption other than yes, it did, would be strange. You look at the prices got for Wilson, Grujic and Shaq, all well below what was reported, all below offers we've turned down for the same players last summer and in previous other windows. We still have Nat Phillips, we still have Divock, Loris Karius is still at the club, Shea Ojo they couldn't find a buyer for. All of these things have to do with Liverpool setting unrealistic prices for players that aren't worth what Liverpool think they're worth, because teams have caught on to Michael Edwards and his bamboozling of, you know, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed young clubs who, you know, see a shiny Jordan Ibe or a shiny Rian Brewster and think, oh, that's the lad for us, and overpay, and it doesn't work out for them. So teams are more cautious when dealing with Liverpool, and when Liverpool set these high prices, it does put themselves in a situation where they can't really back down too much from their initial price. James Pearce has spent most of the last few days arguing with people on Twitter who've been reminding him of his reporting in the early part of the summer. But he does have a new podcast out, The Red Agenda, with himself, Simon Hughes and Caoimhe O'Neill alongside Steve Huddersall. So if you are an Athletic subscriber, I don't think you need to be a subscriber to listen to the podcast. So you can go and find that one. Nothing much going on, it must be said. Today would have been Gerard Houllier's 74th birthday. So today we can remember Jed and the great things he did for the club. He put us back on the map, really. Made us a European force again. That incredible season where we won the cup treble. One of the best seasons I've ever had as a Liverpool fan. Absolutely amazing. FA Cup, League Cup, UEFA Cup. Drama in all of them. Like, think of those finals. Penalty shootout. Owen's late winner. And then the game against Alaves was just utterly bananas. So that season was incredible. Obviously, Jed also won the League Cup in 2003. So he was a great manager for us. He was the one that built the team that Rafa would then take on and win the Champions League with. He was the one who made the decision to make Steven Gerrard captain. Gerard Houllier did so much good for this club. It's hard to believe he's dead almost a year. But today he would have been 74. So remember Jed in your own way. England played last night. Jordan Henderson was the only Liverpool player who played. He came on 88 minutes to run around a bit. Declan Rice and Calvin Phillips seem to have established themselves as England's first choice midfield pairing. It's very hard to argue with. They're both excellent players. They're both in great form. They were tremendous in the Euros. They were the best part of that England team in the Euros. And then in attack, Sterling, Mount and Grealish behind Kane. Sancho will probably work his way in there in time, but it's a strong unit. The one question mark you'd have is how Trent isn't starting at right back. Clearly a vastly superior player to Kyle Walker. But, you know, at the moment, Liverpool don't have a starting England player, which is unusual. We've had one for quite a while, obviously. Trent for ages, Hendo for, what, 7 years maybe? He's been first choice for England, and that period of his career seems to be over. So he'll still play a role in the squad, but you do wonder if maybe after the World Cup he'll call time on his England career. There's not a whole lot of much going on at the moment, folks. Obviously, it's the quiet part after the transfer window. All or most of the players away on international duty or having a little bit of time off. There is a piece up on AnfieldIndex.com by Stephen Smith. About Mo Salah, and there's, you know, it's a comparison to other legendary Liverpool attackers. Ian Rush is mentioned, Michael Owen, Luis Suarez. It's well worth your time giving that one a read. Stephen's incredibly prolific. The guy writes 7-8 articles a week. They're all of a very, very high quality. Follow him on Twitter at, it's Steve without the second E, so STEVLFC. Give him a follow. He's opened his account up now as well. Really, really good guy as well. So give him a follow. Read his work. It is absolutely excellent. You can tell he puts a lot of effort into it. Podcast-wise, we've got lots of new stuff for you. There is a new Reds review. Harry Welshy is back. Good to have Mark home safe and sound. And he is guested with Carl Wilkinson, or by Carl Wilkinson, I should say, to look back on August, how the Reds did, how the games went, and then looking ahead to September. The Reds review out in the free side of Anfield Index. And on Anfield Index Pro, there are two new podcasts, both excellent, both with the Downey fella. Moby on the Spot, Trev and Big Jan, fantastic stuff. Absolutely must listen every single time. And Money Talks, Trev hosts Mo Chatra to talk about a variety of subjects relating to the club, including the ownership, Michael Edwards, etc. If you saw Mo's thread on Twitter, which was excellent, this is basically an expansion of that. Go and give that a listen. It's really, really strong stuff from Mo and from Trev. You're always going to get good quality when those two get together. Great to see Mo being so prolific of late as well. This is the third Money Talks in about 3 weeks, so hopefully he can keep that kind of pace up. It's great to have Trev podcasting so regularly as well. Everything he touches turns to gold, that man. Check out his Great Stories podcast as well. That's basically it for today. It is a very, very quiet time, like I said. Check out Stephen's articles. Check out the podcasts. There is one on the free side, like I said. If you're not an AI Pro subscriber, there's a 7-day free trial. You've nothing to lose. It doesn't cost you anything. You can go listen to it for 7 days, binge as much of it as you want. If you decide it's for you, stick with it. It's a bargain every month. If you decide it's not, no harm, no foul. We won't be too upset. We might just send you some snarky emails. We won't send you snarky emails. I promise we won't send you snarky emails. Also, if you're looking for any kind of merch, there is the AI shop, which you can find either linked through the Anfield Index website. You can look for Anfield Index on Etsy, because we're now on Etsy, and you'll see all the merch and such that's available there. Always new products going up on the shop. There is a bunch of Thiago Alcantara Maestro branded stuff, cups, sweatshirts, t-shirts, all excellent stuff. You can buy, if you've got last year's jersey and you want to get the Premier League Champions badge just put on the sleeve of it, you can get that there. There's loads and loads of stuff. You really can't go wrong. There's a line of Jurgen Klopp stuff, a line of Jordan Henderson stuff to celebrate his new contract. There's Virgil van Dijk products, Cam as You Like. There's some Bobby Firmino branded stuff. There's Alisson Becker branded stuff. You really can't go wrong. Anything you might want is there. Go and check it out. That's it for today. Thanks a million. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.